Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Heart of Texas, the trailer park is not slice and dark. Deep in the heart of Texas, Dad drinks his brew and he spits his chew. Deep in the heart of Texas, the TV blares but no one cares. Deep in the heart of Texas, here we go.
Hey everybody, welcome to King of the Hill podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Rusty.
Rusty, that ain't right Friday. We're back.
It's not right Friday. It's actually us this time.
We're back.
So today I wanted to kind of ease us back into this thing, right? These are our actual voices. We are live human beings.
Live human beings.
Not computers and not my cloned voice.
Not the simulations.
Yeah. The simulation may still be going, but
it was a test. Yeah, it was a test run of the simulation.
We're all batteries. So I was on Reddit. I hang out on Reddit a lot.
Yeah, it's a place to be.
It's just so much information.
You go to Discord too. There's information there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of weirdos there too.
So this comes from
we're going to start a Discord. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, no.
I'm still going to start one.
This comes from the subreddit King of the Hill. And the
which
title
I'm banned from.
The title of it just says, "Just finished my first complete viewing of King of the Hill. Review/AMA.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So this person, this is the first time they've ever watched it through. And they say, in anticipation for the new episodes coming out sometime in the future, I started watching King of the Hill last year and have been working through all 13 seasons. I finally finished today. Wanted to come and discuss with other fans how I enjoyed the show. They say, I've got to give it an 8.5 out of 10. Which I think that's low.
I think that's low. I might be biased because I run me and Mike run this number one King of the Hill podcast in the world.
Sure.
So we might be a little biased on that, but I think it's a 10 out of 10. If not, it transcends the 10 out of 10 scale, mm-hmm. and then you have to take it up to like 10, 10, 10, 1, 10, 2, 10, 3, 10, 4.
But he does say very enjoyable, lovable characters, some quotable moments that I occasionally throw out since starting the series. All in all, great American anime, which I don't believe that is. I was expecting.
Well, it is an anime. What's anime? Slice of life.
Yeah, but I see anime as like, I don't know, for some reason I see it as Japanese anime.
Well, the Japanese see it as American anime. So, for those of you who aren't familiar with the cult following of King of the Hill in Japan, there's actually the Japanese community, fan community of King of the Hill. They argue over dub versus sub,
they love Bobby.
Just in the same way that we would argue over dub versus subbed Dragon Ball Z or whatever it may be. So dub versus subbed, that's their argument in Japan over King of the Hill. So that I think that solidifies it as an American an American anime.
I think that solidifies their stuff over here too, right? I mean, that's the same argument we have, dub
yeah,
or sub,
for sure.
You know?
Well, that's an argument that goes on a lot, yeah.
So this person says, I think my favorite characters are, in no particular order, Bobby, Luann, Dale, and Bill. Okay. Says, genuinely cannot count how many times Luann says something and I bust a gut reacting to her bless your heart energy, which I've never thought of it that way, but that is what it is.
It is exactly what it is.
Says, one of the things I like most about the show was it's an animated sitcom that did not dive into the world of absolute silliness and nonsense. And he's right. They are right about that because... Yeah. It is. We've talked about that before.
There's very few episodes where there's silliness.
Yeah.
And
it's a live
action. In those episodes, those are the episodes Mike Judge even says that those aren't really like his favorite episode type things.
You could make this into a live action show in a heartbeat. There's no problem with that.
You could. Speaking of live action shows, Matthew McConaughey would be one of somebody that would be a good role. He was actually just in a music video I watched the other night. I'm not a really big fan of a lot of newer country music. I like a lot of new music, just not newer country music. But there's this guy named Zach Bryan who's came out over the last few years.
Yeah, I know that.
And he did a song called Nine Ball, and he just released a video for it. And it's like Matthew McConaughey with his son in a bar teaching him how to play nine ball. And then like the son like grows up and like the kid's like beating everybody in the bar at pool. You know,
one of the quotes I always use, and my wife uses the same one. I think it's from Sweet Home Alabama with, what's the name of the girl that's in Sweet Home Alabama?
Reese Witherspoon.
She comes into this bar and, you know, she's come back to town for the first time in forever because all she wanted to do was get out of her hometown. And she sees this old friend of hers. She goes, oh, you got a baby in a bar.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
She's married to Ryan Felipe, who was also the voice of Wally in our previous episode.
One of the things I like about the show is an animated sitcom. Did not dive into the absolute silliness and nonsense. It was grounded. Beginning to end, the plot devices, the stories, the conflicts all felt real. And I think it's a really good point. It says, I enjoyed my time in Arlen and look forward to coming back in the future, but now I'm off to Springfield for my latest rewatch of my favorite animated sitcom, I'll Tell You What. So, I mean, I thought that was kind of cool. And then these two people went back and forth, Secret Dojo and Uncontained Sun, S-U-N.
Shout out to those guys.
Secret Dojo, this is 14 days ago. Secret Dojo says, I just finished it last night and loved it. Uncontained Sun says, Uncontained Sun says, what was your favorite episode? Secret Dojo says, ooh, I really like the pig one that's like a horror movie. The Country Western Stars one was very funny. The last episode was really sweet. It is hard to pick one. Oh, the one where Dale gets hired to fire everyone was really good as well. I love Tom Petty in it. I never even knew he was in it before, and he did a great job.
Yeah.
So the pig one, they're talking about what do you call it? It's not Pygmalion. It's is it Pygmalion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the name of the episode.
That's the one that people want. They won't show places now.
I'm on this same thread you're reading here, and this is we got one here. So it says Stephen J. Klein, FWIW, whatever that means. What does that mean?
FWIW?
For what it's worth.
For what it's worth.
Okay. I went to middle school and high school with Pamela Segal, now Pamela Adlon, woman who voiced Bobby Hill.
Yeah.
Also her brother Greg, who is not in show business. Mm-hmm. He was a year ahead of me and she was a year behind me. And while we were in high school, she was in Grease 2. The next quote underneath it, Grease 2 was such a horrible cash grab movie that it should be erased from the archive. No artistic merit at all. And then the next one is Jay Klein again, the Stephen Jay Klein, the classmate.
That's what I love about the internet.
Yeah, I love it too.
It's just so bad. It's just so random.
It's so random.
That's a horrible movie.
I never saw Grease 2, but if someone you're on a first name basis with appears in a major motion picture, well, you're going to know about it. I had completely forgotten about her until 25 or 30 years ago when I was at a friend's house watching a movie called Bed of Roses. As we were watching it, I kept saying, that supporting actress is so familiar. Where do I know her from? My friend and his wife were both convinced that I was confusing her with Demi Moore. It wasn't until the credits rolled that I found out why she seemed so popular. So apparently she's got one of her classmates in the comment section on Reddit. Imagine going to high school or knowing Pamela Adlon at one point in her life on a first name basis.
Yeah.
And then the only connection you have to her now is to be able to post about it on a Reddit feed.
My wife went to school with Shannon Elizabeth. From American Pie.
Yeah.
That's not her real name.
No, it's not. Is it?
No.
No.
So
where was that? Where was that at?
Waco High.
She went to Waco High, Sharon Elizabeth then?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I know that there was, they were supposed to have lived in the area, the Simpsons, Jessica Simpson or something. They were supposed to have lived in the area.
She's from around here. I think like, I think we're talking like Mahia or something.
The only one I know for sure that is from Waco is Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, yeah.
And never lived here and never came back.
His grandmother was from here, and he lived with his grandmother for a little bit.
Yeah, never looked back.
So this uncontained son says, oh, my God, when Dale goes corporate in the episode, I always trust to fall asleep to / start a rewatch at It Is So Good. Woof, that was a roller coaster.
A mouthful.
Uncontained son also says, when Peggy abducted that schoolgirl. And I don't remember that. But I don't think we've gotten to it yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then Bobby and Hank growing a rose. Didn't know what they were talking about there, but I'm sure we'll get to it. And then when Bobby is the Dalai Lama, I remember that one. That was a good episode. And then when Connie's cousin comes and dupes Bobby into cooking meth, that is a good one. We're not to
the
it
meth
yet,
episode. That
is a
good That's one. In season five, isn't it?
I think so. I think we're getting there.
Maybe.
Getting
I'm
close.
Not sure. I can't remember.
They say any Bill episode, and then they finish it up with the Firehouse episode, only because it's the most we hear Boomhauer talk, and I love his dang old talking, man. Shadow Draw 126 says, each of these are great. The Field Trip episode is maybe my favorite Peggy episode for sure. Uncontained Sun then responds with, what part of any episode made you laugh the hardest? Shadow Draw 126 says, honestly, anytime Luann showed off how dumb she was, always cracked me up the hardest. And he's got a quote down here that says, I am a proud, ignorant woman.
You know what makes me, I don't know what episode it is.
And by the way, the people that gripe that we get on Luann, that was not us. That was some dude on Reddit.
Yeah, that was somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what, I can't remember what episode it's in, but my ultimate favorite line that no matter how many times I hear it, it just cracks me up. I was sitting on, it was me and a buddy of mine that I worked at the Taco Bell at the time, and we were out of our gourds, stoned, little drunk, and it was real late. We just finished work at like 3 a.m, and it's like sun's coming up, and we're watching this episode, and it's the episode where Hank looks at Bobby and says, well, I love you, son. He looks at him and goes, hell, I love you too, Dad. And I don't know why every time he does that, it just makes me laugh. It's so wholesome. It's such a wholesome moment, but how quick Bobby just goes, well, hell, I love you too, Dad. kills me every time I hear it.
I love any time there's like no reaction time. It's just boom, they respond with something.
I like that too.
So Kara is a puppy. Says, what's your opinion on Peggy? Did you have a favorite episode? And Shadowra 126 says, Peggy, boy, does she mean well, but sometimes she is a train wreck. I will say this, I enjoy a good petty character, and when Peggy gets petty, it's always nice. Her Spanish was so awful, it was genuinely made me laugh out loud. Also, her skydiving incident made me laugh harder than it should have. It is a good one. But then says, my favorite episode, this is tough. I loved when they went to Japan and met Hank's brother. What's his name?
Hank's brother,
yeah,
Junichiro. Junichiro.
And says, Bobby goes nuts and is also a great one. Also, the series finale was one that stuck the landing. So I just wanted to kind of, bring this up.
I like this kind of stuff because I like perspective.
Well, I love how this was 14 days ago.
Yeah.
I love how 2 weeks ago, people are still talking about the series that went off.
First time
many,
watching
many
it too.
Ago.
First
yeah,
time watching it too.
No kidding.
And
right?
I noticed that because that's what I just did. Like as you're reading, I went and typed it on Reddit. Like first time watcher King of the Hill.
Sure.
And it's so many
people
are catching it for the first time.
Yeah.
And it's 2024, so it's insane the following that it got as it and during its run and retained after its run, and then now it's piling on new viewers.
Well, I think a lot of these people were pretty young whenever it ended, or whenever it was on and stuff, and now they're like discovering it for the first time, kind of because they've heard people talk about it all their life, I'm sure.
AI is a really, really touchy subject, but one of my favorite things that's going around with AI music is they're taking people like Hank's voice and they're putting it on like Hank Williams songs.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's like Hank Hill singing like all Hank Williams hits or
singing
whatever. Like there was one where he was singing Heaven Let Your Light Shine Down, that song or whatever.
Blind Melon?
That's not Blind Melon. That's... Collective Soul.
Collective Soul.
It was Collective Soul.
Same
song.
Time frame.
Same time frame, yeah. All that what do they call it? Jock rock?
I don't know.
Is that what it's called nowadays? Dad rock? It's like classic rock for me. Yeah. It's like my era of classic rock.
Whenever I want like a...
that makes me
like
cringe.
Calm, I want like a calm like music bed playing behind me. I go, Alexa, play yacht rock. And so it plays all that crappy yacht rock.
The band Anal Cunt is now classic rock.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that band before?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's now classic rock. That's how that's how far time has come that they're now classic rock.
It's gone
rock.
Quick. Hey, you know, we just came from San Antonio not long ago, and we went to a concert there at a place called Paper Tiger. Shout out to Paper Tiger,
by the way.
Great place. Great place. Because it's
no smoking.
No, it's built for concerts. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a smaller place.
But it's kind of like good sound room. Feel to it. Yeah.
It didn't matter, you know, because it's dark and there's food trucks outside and they can open up the big bay doors to get air to come through and all that. Wow, you know, it's one of those kind of places.
Spit on the floor.
Kind of. We went to see a band called Fiddler.
Okay.
My daughter found Fiddler and kept telling me to listen to it, and I finally listened to it and I was like, holy crap, this is a really good straight ahead rock and roll band.
Yeah.
The lead singer of this band is sober, and he used to be a heroin addict and stuff.
Yeah.
And so he sings a lot of songs about that. So some of that resonates with me, you know, just because. But great band. If you guys don't know Fiddler, go out and find them. But something happened at that concert that I've never seen, and I've been to probably 300 live shows, right? Or more. At one point he goes, all right, I want everybody to sit on the floor. And so everybody sat down on the floor, right? I mean, I'm in the back, you know, watching this.
Yeah.
All these kids sit down on the floor and he starts playing the song that starts off slow. And when it hits, like, bam, you know, everybody just jumped up all at the same time.
Oh, wow.
I just thought it was one of the coolest fucking moments
cool.
I've ever seen.
Well, that's
that
the
concert.
Thing, like, performers, when they can control the entire audience. If you could, like, I think that's the best way, and I think that's what a lot of people, like, don't really do. Like, I notice it in, I don't go to as many live shows as you, but I've been to a lot of independent music live shows with, like, people that are trying to come up and be something one day. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them really just don't have that command of the audience in a way. Like, you got to give the audience, make them focus on you. And that's the best way to do it is if you get everybody's attention to sit down, you have their attention.
Boy, I will tell you about these kids. They would do anything that dude told them to. And, you know, the funny thing was, like, I'm 54 years old.
Yeah.
Been to a lot of concerts. I have terrible tinnitus because of it.
Yeah, I imagine.
I go to small shows now, but I love finding new music and new bands, and I love going to see live music. I don't really care what it is, honestly.
Yeah.
And we've thrown, you know, several
live
shows.
Yeah, we've done live
stuff like that.
March, we'll have a live band playing.
It's true.
Playing before
Flame
our
Tricks.
Show, the Flame Trick Subs.
Flame Trick Subs. They're going to play us on. But... the opening band, which they were fine, but they said, hey, tonight this stage is yours. And so during their set, and then especially during Fiddler's set, they would just let kids run up on the stage and dance around and then jump out and get crowd passed around and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It was great.
That's awesome.
If my wife had not been there, I probably would have broken a hip or something because I wanted to be a part of that. That
was, I bet you did.
Fun, man. But anyway, that was great. And what I'm doing now... is I started rewatching Silicon Valley. I don't know if you've ever watched it through.
I'm in the middle of a rewatch of Home Videos.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Silicon Valley's, you know, Mike Judge. And so we're in the same ballpark here. And I forgot how damn good that show is.
It's a funny show.
A good.
I've never
man.
Watched it in its entirety. I've watched an episode here or there, and what I've seen of it is hilarious. I need to watch it. It's on my list of things to watch.
Continuity is great. Throughout the series. And the nice thing is Mike Judge used to be kind of in that tech world anyway.
Is it so David Duchovny?
The tech makes sense. No. No, it's... I don't remember the guy's name, but it's also Jared from The Office. Gabe, the real skinny guy.
Yeah, I know you're talking about,
And then it's got Kamal Nanjiani.
Okay,
and some other folks in it. But it's just so good. It's just very funny. And the
Californication.
Yeah,
that was David Duchovny. That was David Duchovny. Yes,
that's
what I was
saying. Anyway, I just thought I'd say something about that because, is that a good series.
Yeah, no,
really,
sure.
Really good. All right, you got anything else for us on Reddit?
No, that'll work.
Well, I think this is a good let's get back into a Friday rhythm. And I want to thank all you guys for sticking with us, and stick around because we've got more regular episodes coming and more Friday material.
For sure.
And then also make sure you're still checking out Swimmer's Ear.
Yeah, check out Swimmer's Ear for us, the Adult Swim Swam podcast.
Swim Swam. All right, where can they find us?
You can find us at BWAAAKOTH.com, or you can find us on social media platforms at BWAAAKOTH. And we appreciate you. Oui, Matanya.
Oui, Matanya, indeed.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.